As part of our series on youth violence, we meet with five local teenage girls who've had firsthand experience with violence. Their names are Maria, Jasmine, Quan, Denise, and Destiny, and they're either 16 or 17 years old. Four of the five admit to being violent themselves toward people they don't like.
A lot of people have enemies, so therefore that causes controversy and fights break out.
Why do people have enemies?
By people not getting along at one point, and then when you finally see them, there is a fight. When we get to that situation, fighting is the only way to solve it. I mean, at the moment, I knew I was about to do wrong, but at the moment, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about to solve the situation.
So is it usually somebody just pushing someone or shouting, or is it actually physically hurting someone?
Yes, physically hurting someone, either punching or hitting.
I see it starting out as people just basically shouting obscenities at each other, and then eventually it escalates into physical violence.
Do any of you worry it's going to go further than that?
I know ours is going to go further. I ain't worried about it, but I still know it's going to go further. Like, it's going to be a nonstop battle. Every time we see each other, it's going to be another fight.
How do you think it's going to end?
I ain't going to say it's going to end in death. It ain't going to end like that, but I don't know. Maybe it's when one of us become a bigger person and just stop.
So would you say that most of the violence that occurs among young people is fighting?
That's how I start off.
Pardon?
That's how I start off. It start off as fighting and then it turned into gun violence. Guns don't be around at first, but like just say if somebody lose a fight, then they want to shoot them or kill them. That's what happens.
Why do you think young people resort to fighting to settle things?
They think that that's the best way to solve something. It's the first thing that comes to their mind, so they just automatically think like, okay, well, this person disrespected me, or they said something I didn't like, or did something I didn't like, so therefore I'm going to fight them.
Yeah, and a lot of people do it just because they friends doing it. You know, y'all all one, basically, and if they fight, you're going to fight, so...
Some people, they could be like the most nicest person you'll ever meet, but it's just that one time that like they may have so much anger built up, once they explode, then it's over.
That's how people was brought up. Some people was brought up to fight. Like, that's the only way they know how to defend themselves. And like, some kids don't have mothers or fathers to, you know, encourage them to do right, because their mother and father are doing the same thing, or they don't know their mother or father, you know?
Like she said, like, most people don't have father figure, mother figure, and they got so much anger built up that they just gonna fight, like, as soon as they get a chance to.
What do the adults in your life say about violence?
My mother basically just says, like, whatever you do, try to keep yourself out of trouble. Always pay attention to your surroundings, and if you know that there's going to be violence in a certain area, she advises me not to go in that area. Like, she doesn't actually forbid me, but she just gives me advice.
Well, in my case, they always tell me to think about what I'm going to do before doing it, and to think if what I'm doing or what I'm saying, is it right to say it, or is it right to do it, or is it not? And to always have something in my mind, like, what place do I want to get in life? Do I want to have a career? Do I want to go to college and have a good future? Or do I just want to get in a fight and probably get killed or just go to jail?
Whose responsibility is it then to stop this violence if it seems like you all agree it should be stopped?
I think it's each individual's person to... like, sit back and reflect on themselves, like, okay, well, I'm getting older now. I need to stop this. Like, it's very immature, so I need to stop fighting all the time and think about other ways to handle things.
I think when you get there at that moment, like, you don't think that fast. All you think is, you know, defend myself. Like, it don't click in your head until after the fact. When you're sitting there with a fat ticket or you're sitting behind a police car or something like that, and you just be like, dang, like, this ain't even worth it. Like, I should have, stopped it before it happened.